Hey, welcome back to the Thinking on Wine podcast with me, Nathan James.
Alright, so, this is the third episode. And, I've had a really busy week. Because I've been having, like, exams and shit, like the bimester. We have bimestral exams. So, right now, it's midnight. It's a Saturday midnight, and I'm recording this shit. I might start publishing uploading the episodes on Sundays now, because I don't do anything on Saturdays, so it's much more easy. It's much easier for me now on Saturdays to just record. And now I have a week of vacation, so now I can also, like, pre-record some, like, bits here and there, and that way I don't have that much shit to do on a Saturday. So I'm gonna try to be more consistent for Sundays. Sundays, like, around 12 is normally when I will be trying to upload an episode. So, yeah, I've had exams, a lot of things that I really don't care that much about. Lots of different courses that, like, I could honestly happily go without. You've got, like, I don't know how to call it, like, civil studies. It's kind of like social studies, but it's more about, like, civics, that is the word. And I could live without that, honestly. I could live happily without that. It's good to know about politics, but it's so boring to learn it the way they teach it to you at school. Even though politics is boring, but, like, the amount of you have to know about politics to at least make an, like, educated vote, right? Because we should all vote. If you want anything, if you care even the tiniest bit about your country, you should probably vote, right? And do it early to avoid having just the shittiest candidates for, like, your political party. Over here, we have a multi-party system, which I think is much better than the bi-party system of, like, or the two-party system of the U.S., because we don't have to choose between only two people. It's like, like, fuck. But, you should choose people beforehand. Like, you should be voting a lot beforehand to not have two idiots. You gotta at least have a clear choice at the end. Over here, you have much more of a clear choice. They're all assholes too, though. So, yeah, it's always about the lesser evil. I don't care. I'm not gonna talk about politics. That's not why we're here. We're here to think and unwind, not to wind ourselves up over how politics is just so fucking corrupt. I want to talk about education, because that's what's been happening to me this week, and I really need, really, really need to rant about this. So, yeah, civics, I feel like you could teach it in another way. I like history. I do like history. I'm very bad with details, though. Like, I can't remember specific dates. You cannot fucking tell me, hey, Nathan, when did, like, the Battle of Waterloo happen? I don't know. In Napoleon's time. Like, that's all I know. It's the one he lost. And after that, this happened and that happened. But I can't tell you when the fuck it happened. I don't even remember the years that Napoleon was alive. I just can't remember such specific dates. Mostly because I don't care that much. Like, I do like it. I do like knowing the stories, the histories, but I'm not so interested that I'm gonna know everything about it. You know, I just like kind of generally knowing what the fuck happened during this time. Then we got math. Fuck math. I hate math. It's tedious. Math is tedious in education. it's so tedious because it's all about problems and shit that you will almost never encounter, because in real life you can measure shit. You can like in geometry, what does this like side equal? If this angle is this and this and that and that, well, in real life you can just grab a fucking ruler. You can just go like, that's 5 centimeters. That's it. I don't need to do anything more. That's 5 centimeters. I can go on with my day. Right? And like, so many different variables and shit that you can easily just measure with a tool. But there, it has its use. And the education system, I feel, is just kind of fucked. I think we can all agree, no matter what, that the education system needs a revamp. Now, if you believe there should be no education, that's another story. I'm going to have to disagree with you there. But I think everybody can agree that in the system needs at least a bit, like a bit of change. At least the tiniest bit of change. Because, well, people have different views on whys. Like, some people say that it's a system created to, like, teach people to just be workers for a factory. You know, make everybody just follow a rule. I don't necessarily go that way. I feel like that's a bit too much of a conspiracy kind of, like, theory. Because I feel like, especially when it comes to math, people really undervalue. Like, they underrate how useful it is to solve math problems for your brain, because it helps you. It slowly develops your problem-solving skills. If you didn't do that ever, you're going to get dumb. Like, you will, right? Like, algebra is really good for your brain, just being able to quickly fucking find patterns here and there. Calculate shit, it's all good. It's really good for your brain. Geometry is good for like seeing lines that aren't drawn, you know, thinking outside of the box. Maybe like, oh look, but if I draw this line, this makes this that, and that makes x equal 30 degrees, and it's like, whoa. So it does help your brain, it really does. But like, there's also the thing of, I think that like the thing that you can mostly criticize about school is all the like theoretical learning that you make. And I mean, is it theoretical? You know, all the like the actual topics, as in why should everybody have to learn biology, right? Maybe basic biology. Like, I feel like elementary and like maybe half of elementary school and maybe a bit of middle school should have everything, like everything you need to know, you know, such as how does your body work, and like the sense of what is blood, what are veins, what, you know, how, what organs do you have. If they didn't teach you that, you know, it's kind of stupid. You do need something, like a general education. But I feel like high school, going into so much more depth in certain things just isn't necessary. Like, why do I need to know the, like, how cells gain energy and how, and I don't know, like, shit like that. Like, the whole cycle, I've already forgotten the name of that. Is it Krebler cycle or whatever? Which is just useless to me as someone who is not going to go into like biology or biochemistry or anything like that. It's useless to me. It's completely useless because it doesn't even help me in my daily life, as unlike like normal just general biology. Because general biology, I can go like, oh shit, I'm feeling pain on the lower back of on my lower back, right? That might be my kidneys or something. You know, I should go to the doctor because it seems that it can be my organs and not my muscles. You know, knowing, I don't know. It's somewhat useful, right? Know what affects your liver. Like, okay, you shouldn't be eating too much fats because that's going to fuck up your liver, and your liver is kind of needed because it does this to your body. So you go like, oh, okay, okay. Right, but I'm not going to take care of my cells. I'm not going to go like, hey, is every single one of my cells generating enough ATP? Because if they're not, we're going to have a serious problem. I'm not going to be checking that. I'm never going to have to use that information out of school. I can guarantee you that. Outside of anything that isn't school or exam related, I'm never going to have to use that ever. So, like, what would the answer be? I feel like I've had a conversation with a friend before about this, and I feel like maybe, like, high school, maybe a bit before high school, you know, you can choose. I think in the U.S. you can choose, but I don't think you should be able to choose, because, like, in the U.S., something that can also be very common is that people just choose the easiest shit because they just want to graduate. So they'd go for the easiest shit and then just leave. And I feel like that's not, you know, you're really not making education work there. But I believe there should be, maybe, I'm not this educated in how it would have to go, but maybe some kind of exam, some kind of just observation throughout the years that you are having the general education, and just kind of like seeing, okay, this person does better in biology, does better in chemistry, shows more interest in these things too, and from what they've told me, they would like to do something when they're older. Let's put them into these like advanced classes. Let's make their high school more focused on biology, chemistry, and maybe like what you would need for a career in biochemistry. So like they already kind of just see what your aptitude for things are. Maybe you're someone who's much more artistic and you really are shit at math. Though if you're a musician, if you heard the last episode, you'd know that by doing music, you actually get pretty good at math. So, you know, that's another thing for like the evaluation. They go like, okay, this guy is a very good musician. We can have them do a bit of math, focus a lot more on their music. Yeah, so, you know, have a much more focused thing for people. And that way it's not a lot of waste of time for both teachers and students on like certain topics. Like people who are properly interested in biology will go to biology, or at least those who have an aptitude. Divide and conquer isn't really working, is it? Like just dividing everything for everyone just doesn't work. It doesn't work with me. Like I would, for the past, I mean, these last years, I've really done well in my grades, but mostly because I don't do anything at school anymore, so I just do my homework out of boredom, which is very sad. It's very sad. But before, like, I just goof around, I'd be okay with a solid C or B. Fuck A's, like the occasional A here and there. B's or C's, and I was normal with that. I was glad. I was fine. So like it doesn't and nothing. The only things that grabbed my attention were math. And I'm not sure I had physics yet, when I was in that time. I don't know, but like now I do well in every course because I actually do shit and pay attention, but. You know, I don't like certain things. I really do not care for certain things. So I put much less interest in them and I'm just memorizing them. And I feel like I could be better at, say, physics and math if they just made me study more of that instead of making me study, like, fucking psychology. Even though I like psychology, that's something I like to study on my own. I really don't like what they teach at school. So... like, I like studying in via Google, the best educator there is. and definitely the most reliable source of information. But yeah, like, you're wasting time. You couldn't be making them much more, like, smarter and better at what they want to be in the future by just making them concentrate on certain things, right? And a lot of people go like, oh, but that's fucking boring, or oh, that would mean more studying. It's like, you guys have to value education a bit more, right? And like come on. And if it's more focused on what your, like, aptitudes are and what your interests are, don't you think it's kind of cool? Like, do you just not like learning at all? What is it with people who don't, like, care for education? Do they just not, like, do they just live happily being ignorant of things? I can't understand that, because I'm very inquisitive. I'm very curious about different things of reality, like what makes up the world that we live in. So I always like learning. But so, like, how are there people who just do not care and would rather, you know, smoke a joint in the bathroom instead of learning how that joint even is flammable, right? Like, how is it that joint is even having an effect on your brain? How is it making you high? They don't care, as long as it makes them high. It could literally kill them in 50 years, and they would still smoke it and be happy. I'm not saying that smoking joints kills you in 50 years. I have no idea. It probably doesn't. It doesn't. So, like, why? Come on. You gotta value it more. It helps. It helps. It really does. It helps problem solving more than anything. Like, math really, really fucking helps with everything that your brain does on a daily basis. You can think more. You can connect them dots. Like, ideas are much more organized. So you can just, like, fix things. So, like, yeah, come on. Put a bit of attention to your math. Maybe knowing Euler's formula isn't that good because it's not needed. I remember having to use that. Very tedious. Very, very fucking tedious. But it does help. Ever since I've been paying more attention to classes, like the past 2 years or something, I've felt myself get smarter. Like, I feel like what I was when I was like 14, 15 is so much more different than what I am now. And I'm not saying I'm super smart now. I'm saying I was insanely stupid back then. Like, I had okay grades, and apparently I had potential and everything. And if I really tried, I could do things. But like, on a daily basis, like, on my daily activities, I was stupid because I was lazy. So my brain wasn't used to working, and I do, like, the stupidest things I could fucking think of. Like, just fuck. Like, my parents would tell me something, and I'd understand something completely different and do it as if it was logical, and it was clearly illogical. Like, now I feel like, sure, it might be I was also immature, but I honestly did things, like, stupider things than my friends did. And my friends were my age, if not younger. if not, they were younger, and they wouldn't make such stupid, they wouldn't have such bad logic and common sense. So once I started paying the attention to class, I feel like I've gotten better at paying attention, understanding what someone's telling me, and also I'm better at problem solving. Before, I would just go like, oh, hey, this isn't working, and I'll call for someone, because I wouldn't be able to fix whatever is not working, while now I can, usually, as long as it's in my power and in my knowledge, right? Like, I'm not going to be able to fix a computer yet, because I haven't studied how computers work completely. Maybe in the future I will be able to. Right now, all I can do is notice what has happened. Just go like, yep, something's up with my hard drive. I guess I'm going to have to go send that to be fixed or something. Now, like, what is the practical use of education? That's, like, something a lot of people debate, right? Something I've heard a lot about in like, the US and Europe, maybe, is how people shit on college. People really like shitting on college. They go like, yo, college ain't needed. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. Just go to a fucking apprenticeship and that's all you need. And you can get good fucking salary and shit. And then, I wouldn't know. I haven't been in the US for a long ass time. Don't know Europe. So I can't properly say out of experience. I haven't been to college yet. I will be going. So I'll let you guys know how useful I find it. Right? But I do see the logic that they are saying, like, you can just go to an apprenticeship and learn how to actually do what you want to do instead of learning the theory behind it. Because at the end of the day, if you're just going to be doing it, it doesn't really matter how it works. It just matters that you make it work. Like, why are you going to spend 4 years of your life or 5 years learning engineering when you can spend a couple of years actually doing engineering and learning that way, just a practical way? Why do you have to learn all the formulas when I can just tell you? Or you can just, like, learn it all by intuition. Just go like, yeah, this works like that. Boom. There you go. What is voltage? You don't need to know what the fuck voltage is. You just gotta know that it is a thing. And it flows around like that. That's it. You don't need to know anything more about it. And if you're gonna, like, just be working on, if that's what you want to do, I see the sense in not having to go to college. Like, if you want to be an engineer because you just want to make robots or something, or just make machines and work making them, then you don't actually need to learn that much theory, do you? But if you are into that theoretical shit and you are into much more experimentation, right? And the studying on maybe coming up with a new kind of generator or something like that. I wouldn't know if you need to know that much theory about a generator. You would have to. You definitely would have to, right? To create something new, to invent something, you have to know theory. You can't just fucking build something out of the nowhere, right? To invent something completely different, you will need to know some theory. Because you gotta do the calculations and everything. But so if you're into that, college is useful. So I think you should have to really think about what do you want to do and how do you see yourself working? Because that's also, I've noticed a lot of people don't ask themselves, how do they see themselves working? Because, like, a lot of people told me, hey, Alan, you're good at math, so are you gonna... So, like, or you're really good at physics, so should you become, like, I was about to say a physician, but that's not a word, a physicist. It's like, no, I don't want to be a physicist. I might be good at physics, and I might be interested in learning, like, different kinds of physics, and, like, maybe a bit of quantum physics, some, like, theories, right? String theory, I like that. I'm interested in that, especially super string theory and all that. I am interested and I like learning it, but I'm not... I would hate to work as a physicist. I would hate it so much. Just like psychology. People tell me, hey, so would you want to get into psychology or philosophy? And I'm like, they're very interesting topics and they are passions of mine. I do love learning about them, but I would hate to work as a psychologist and well, to, you know, live as a philosopher is essentially to be poor. Like, what the fuck? Like, why would I have to, why would I study to be poor? I might as well just be poor. What the fuck am I going to do with a philosophy degree? Teach philosophy to other students of philosophy? Like, it's just a fucking cycle. They maintain themselves. Philosophers just study philosophy to teach philosophy to other students of philosophy. And it's like, why? and like, that's all they do, right? You study it to either teach or write books. You're probably still going to teach. Or writing books, like, fuck. Either you make an analysis of already existing philosophies, and you might get some money now, or you create your own philosophy and you'll make money after you're dead. Because people will hate your ideas at the moment, and then 50 years later they're gonna go like, hey, you know what? That guy made sense. That guy was probably right, actually. Yeah, that guy was right. That's all by his books now. So, yeah. That's one of the funniest careers for me. Because you can study philosophy on your own. Like, what, I don't know. But what do they actually teach you at in college for philosophy? Surely they just make you read books of philosophy. And you can do that on your own. Like, you do know that. You do know that, right? You can just Google, like, the kind of philosophy that you might be interested in and just get some books on it, some notable books on it. And you might be going like, oh, but what about the explanations and everything? And it's like, I'm going to be honest with you. If you need every single thing that you read to be explained to you, I think this is not a career for you, because this is supposed to be something that you can understand these different points of views and give your own and like expand on them. And if you just are there to have everything completely explained because you couldn't understand shit, then I think you should fucking leave. Like, you should really look at something else, because this is definitely not for you. Right? Like, what are you doing? I don't know what they teach in philosophy. It might be cool to kind of check it out, maybe. But from what I can imagine, just pure speculation on my part, it's probably just like recommendations for good books and telling you, read this book and then answer the questions of these books because you better have understood everything. You can use Reddit. Just go to fucking Reddit. Just, and you can even have discussions with people on it. I feel like you could learn more through that. I feel. For that certain career. But then there are like the other careers that you can't really shit on in college, right? Like theoretical physics and yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. No. Like, what else do you know? Like, or like medicine. You can't shit on medicine. Medicine is like quite a very necessary thing. Like, I would not trust a doctor who became a doc. Well, it would be a medic, not a doctor. A physician. This physician. A medic who learned his practice through practice, like as an apprenticeship. I would not trust that fucker, because I'm like, I'd rather have someone who at least had to vigorously study for like 5 years certain things, right? Like, not even 5 years. 5 years isn't shit in medicine if you want to be a proper doctor. So it depends on what you want. You have to really analyze, right? Like, I want to be an engineer because I like the idea of working as an engineer, and I'm going to college instead of an apprenticeship, first because I'm a bit skeptical about them. There aren't any here. Well, actually, there are some here, like some academies and shit that are cheaper and teach you like through, you know, they teach you like apprenticeships. But the thing is, over here, they no, you do not get success out of that. If you graduate from those, you are not getting hired. Like, it just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So you have to go to college. So I have no idea how effective they are in other places. So I'm going to go to college for that. Also because I do like understanding how things work. I'm not okay with just knowing that they work. I have to know how. Or else I'm really going to be bugged out. Or I'm going to be confused. I can't understand something if I don't understand it completely. If I don't learn about it completely. So, yeah. College is the thing for me. And even though I do not like studying math, right? I don't like studying physics. Well, I do like studying physics, but I don't like having to study math or anything like that. And that is a big part of my, like, fucking engineering. I'm okay with that as a sacrifice for later working on engineering, which I do find fun. I do find that fun. So I'm okay with that. Unlike me who enjoys studying, like, psychology. I like studying, like, different psychological things, articles and like, papers, like, that people publish and stuff. I do like studying those. I wouldn't want to work as one, so I'm not going to study that. So that's my advice to people. If you're going to take advice from me, then I don't know why you would, but I feel you should probably plan what you want for your future depending on what you're going to work, not what you're going to study, because studying isn't supposed to necessarily be fun. It's supposed to be useful, right? That's why you study. You don't study out of fun. You study out of usefulness. If something is fun to study, but not to practice, that can be like your hobby, like your little educational hobby that you like to learn about. You go like, oh yeah, like one of your interests. The studying for the shit you like to work on is just for you to be able to do that thing you like to work on. Now, all of that is, like, for academic and more, like, practical shit, right? But then, like, what about art, right? Art. The artistic jobs there are. I've heard from some artists, some, like, well-known artists, so have said that they don't really like the idea of art schools because they teach you a certain, norm. They make you do things a certain way, and so they kind of like take away your creativity in a bit, like in a way, which I can get. I understand that, but I still feel like it's needed. Well, I don't know if needed. Like, studying art for like you to actually know how to do things is necessary, I feel. Like, if you're not naturally just good at drawing, studying how to draw is going to be good for you. I don't know how to draw. Studying art or how to draw would be really good for me. Like, the few times that I have tried to study and learn, my drawing has improved. And, like, if you're someone who lets yourself be taught a rule and then you never go out of that like rule, if you never break that rule, then can you even consider yourself truly creative? Like, if you go to art school and they teach you how to draw people and like different perspectives, like different angles and shit, and how you would draw that and do that or paint that, what colors go with what colors, they teach you all these rules that normally go really well. But if you're just gonna follow those rules, right, and you are unwilling to break some of those rules, can you even consider yourself an artist? Like, you should break at least some rules. Go like, you know what, I'm not gonna draw it like that. I'm gonna draw it like this. The colors, they can still go like the way you told me, but I wanna change the lines. You know, the way I drew everything, the edges, maybe the shadows, I'm going to do it in a different style. Doing it in a different way completely. That, I feel like you can do that, right? And I'm someone who, when it comes to creativity, I'm better at modifying things than I am at creating things. I'm shit at creating new ideas, new images, new anything. Like, starting from scratch is really bad for me. But I consider myself good at modifying things. Like, taking something and just making it better or different. Or, you know, just kind of like... And you might say, well, that's very derivative. It is. It is very derivative. But also, and maybe it might not be, because all I'm doing is just taking the elements from it, and maybe I can deform them or something, but... And at the end, I could have something completely different from, like, the start. But it just came from, like, changing and changing and changing and changing. That's kind of just how my brain works. I'm better at grabbing something and then rearranging it than I am at just creating a new image. So art school, I feel like, could be useful. It shouldn't be shunned upon by artists because it's like, it's teaching you how to live by the norm. It's like, no, it's teaching you some shit that you might not know for you to get a good base, you know? Like, how do you draw a face? This is how you can draw a generic face. Here, you do this, this, and this. Now, you, later on, maybe you can change the ears, maybe you can change this, the eyes, whatever. It's however you want to do it, but this is, like, a good base for you to start off on. Yeah, it's a lot less... It saves you time. It really does save you time. And the only people who like, would come out of that and just make boring and repetitive works, well, they were doomed to be shitty artists, weren't they? Like, if they didn't go to art school, do you think they would have, like... I don't know, improve their creativity. If they don't have enough creativity to just break a rule from the start, they would have just been like fucking drawing squiggles. I don't think they're really meant to be artists in that case. Fuck, like, a lot of people can have like desires to learn something, but their brain just doesn't work that way, and I find that hilarious. Like, and it's sad. I find it hilarious because it's sad that you just don't have the aptitude for it. So, like, what the fuck are you gonna do? You can't pursue it. Poor you, right? But, I mean, people go like, oh, but you can do it through hard work. I'm gonna say this, maybe a bit controversial, but, like... Hard work beats talent only if talent doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like, sure, hard work would beat someone who is talented and like naturally talented. But if that naturally talented person also works hard, you're fucked. You're fucked. The guy already has he's already far ahead of you, and he's going and he's still going. Like, maybe I'm naturally good at, say, like, numbers. I was naturally good at numbers. But if I didn't work on studying more about numbers and really refining my problem-solving skills, somebody who was shitty at numbers before could become much better than me if they just continuously trained themselves. But if I train myself vigorously too, I'm gonna beat them. So if you have no talent for something, right? I'm just saying, don't think you're gonna be the best, because there's probably someone who does have talent for that thing and also does want to do that thing. So they will be hardworking. Not all talented people let their talents go to waste, right? Not all of them are stuck up and arrogant with their talents. Like, a lot of them actually work on their talent. So you're gonna have a hard time. Maybe you should look for something else which could sustain you as a job that you also like, And then you can keep the other thing that you weren't very talented at and have it more as a hobby that maybe could pay you later on. But it wouldn't be, like, good enough to be your job. Say, like, painting. Maybe you're shitty, like, incredibly horrible at painting, as like, naturally. And you have to work hard and learn how to paint and all that. If somebody is born really good at painting and also works hard, they're gonna beat you. Like, no, painting is very open, so that's not a good analogy. That's not a good example, because who the fuck says you can't buy paintings from two painters, right? Like, it's like when people compete, like, artists, and people, like, compare artists. It's like, why do you compare them? It's not like you are only gonna buy one album, like, per year, and it's only going to be the best guy. The rest, fuck them. No, I don't care about them. Like, you're probably going to buy a Katy Perry, like, album, and then a Justin Bieber album, or whatever, right? Or if you're, like, into rock, you're going to get a Beatles album, and then you're going to get a Led Zeppelin album. You don't have to choose one. You're not limited to one. Same with painters, so it's not a good example. But I think that's a better example for, like, sports, if anything. If someone's naturally talented at basketball, like, they're just really fucking good with the ball, and they also train really hard, they're always going to beat you, who were not good, but still trained hard. You'd have to train so much more than them to be able to actually start catching up. And, well, you better hope that talented person isn't training like a shit ton, or else you're literally gonna die. But yeah, like somebody else, someone like once told me too, like once asked me, that they wanted to get into a job, right? And they had two choices, like two options in their head. One paid much more than the other, but they liked one of them a bit more. So I was like, okay, how much more does, you gotta weigh out in your mind, how much more does one pay than the other, and how much more do you like one over the other? Because if, like, you only like one a bit more, like, it, I think they were between, what was it? I think it had to do something between, like, either biochemistry or just chemistry or something like that. I don't know. It was they were two similar things. But like, they didn't know what career they wanted to choose. And they had these two careers. And I was like, okay. Yeah, you gotta weigh it out. Because if you like one, say, 5% more than the other, but the other pays you a solid 20% more, I'd go for the other, like B, right? Because, sure, maybe you won't like it that as much, but it's not that big of a difference, and it is going to pay you better, right? You also have more chances of getting paid well. And if you still like A more, you can learn about that later as an educational thing. And maybe you can slowly apply it to your job too, I don't know, but I'd go for that. But if you like it like a shit, if you like A a lot more than B, but B pays more, I'd go, like, go for A. Because if you're gonna be unhappy with B, you shouldn't go for it even if it pays more. So there's, like, a balance that you should keep. Don't always go for the thing that makes you happiest. Go for the thing that pays the most and makes you happiest, right? It has to be both, like a solid good, a high on both. You really like this job and it pays really well. Sure, it might not be the job you would most like. It's not your dream job, but it is the best realistic and best paying job for you now. It's going to sustain you. And so I would go for that. I don't know. I would go for that. That's my opinion. That's how I would do things. That's how I am doing things. That's what I've done. And I'm going to be learning engineering on that very sense. On that very basis. Like, I chose which one I want. And even though it doesn't pay as much more as other kinds of engineering, I'm okay with that because this is the one I would like the most. No, not the most. Actually, it's not the one I would like the most, but it is the one I'd be really okay with. It's all about sacrifices. It's all about sacrifices. Studying is a sacrifice. It's not fun. I can't understand if someone says studying is fun. The acquisition of knowledge is fun in the sense that it's fun that you finally know something. But the process of having to learn something is not fun. You cannot tell me it's fun because it's work. And work naturally is not fun for a human being. Okay? It can be addicting. But that isn't fun. That's just getting an addiction to it. And it's not, like, it's impossible for work to be fun. It's impossible. Maybe the accomplishment of, like, work makes up for it. And maybe the way you do things can be very comfortable and very easygoing on your brain. But it's still not fun. Because your brain doesn't recognize it as fun. It's recognizing it as a task that needs to be done. So it always has that tiny bit of stress going. But, yeah, so don't go like, oh, if you pick the right job, you'll never work a single day of your life. That's not fucking true. That's just not true. You will have stress always over something. If you have a job, you will stress out over something. Even fucking YouTubers who, like, supposedly have the easiest lives and easiest jobs, they still stress over shit. And you can't shit on them because they have to first maintain a public image. They have to maintain, like, an upload schedule, come up with fucking ideas, which might be easy, like, the first years or so. But afterwards, you really just run out of shit, don't you? You gotta keep it interesting. Being an entertainer is so... It's very underestimated how much they have to work. People really underestimate entertainers. And you're going to work. Work is going to involve stress here and there, especially if you are working under a certain boss, because you might have deadlines. It's all about that. Fuck, I don't know what this. I actually managed to rant for some 15 minutes. I didn't think I would. I fucking didn't. And I don't know how boring this came out. I might just record some new shit tomorrow morning before uploading. Because, like, fuck. I just went on and went on and on. Fuck. I hope that was at least the tiniest bit fun. If not, I'm fucked. I'm not... Well, sorry, I guess. Wow. Yeah, I don't know, guys, you can send me your thoughts about it, your opinions. My DMs are open on Instagram. My handle is njames.mocha. Mocha spelled like a mochaccino, you know, M-O-C-H-A. Yeah, that's me. You can message me. I'll probably respond if you are actually, like, saying something to me. And if you have any thoughts about what the fuck I just said, or you disagree because I'm an idiot, that's cool. You can tell me, and I'll probably, like, say, yeah, I am an idiot, sorry. that's all I can say. Actually, that's it. I'm done. Oh, yeah, I hope you guys have a great week. I'm gonna have this vacation, probably try to say some better shit. I didn't have anything written down today. I literally just laid down on my sofa, which I'm on right now, and pressed record. And just was like, let's see what the fuck comes out of my mouth. And this came out. And so this is the process of me thinking, guys. You guys just witnessed me just thinking out loud. Alright, that's it. That's it for me. I'm out. I'm gonna go to sleep. It's fucking midnight. to midnight and I did this. Maybe next time I'll be saying more stories and shit instead of just being an idiot. Bye-bye.